Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate online at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K.
Pickup is quick and easy. You'll get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Lender.
Dustin here. Are you just out of high school and wondering what to do next? Or maybe you're tired of your 9-to-5 desk job. Why not take this opportunity and venture into something new? Train for a career in the exciting media world at the Illinois Media School. Media is part of everyone's lives. We consume it on TV, your phones, YouTube. Every day we consume content. Imagine how many people's careers are behind all of that content. That's right. The media industry is full of opportunity. And at the Illinois Media School, you can train in as little as 8 months for your new career in TV, news reporting, sports broadcasting, or doing what I do on the radio right here at the Score. Everything in front of or behind the mic or in the sky with our new drone video capture courses. You don't have to spend 4 years taking math and English courses. If you know what you want to do as media, call the Illinois Media School, 630-916-1700. This call can take you from that desk job into a whole new exciting world full of opportunities. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, and job placement assistance is available. Call the Illinois Media School. Do it now, 630-916-1700, 630-916-1700. Class is enrolling right now, 630-916-1700. Change your life today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And Hanley, it's Barry Rosner and Joe Ostrowski. Final few minutes with you on this Friday morning. And right now, it's time to go out to the Score Hotline, where we're joined by NIU Athletic Director Sean Frazier, fresh off the Chicago Media Day at Ditka's for the football team as they look forward to the 2018 season. You can follow Sean at Sean T. Frazier on Twitter, and you can hear him right now on the Score. Good morning, Sean. Thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Everything is great here. How are things with you? We look at your schedule, and you start with Iowa, and then you get Utah at home and eventually go to Florida State. That is quite aggressive, a little bit scary, but that has been your position since you've been the AD, is we are reaching for more.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Yeah, it's competitive. There's no question about it. But with our history, our tradition, our athleticism, of what we've done in the college football landscape, it's an expectation. It's a more aggressive this year, to be perfectly honest with you, than we've had in the past. But, we picked up that Florida State game. Folks know I don't have to belabor the fact that we've had some budgetary issues, and Rod and the football program stepped up majorly, really embraced that game, based on a rematch of, our Orange Bowl, fight. And, that was the only real new one to that schedule. The schedule was what it was without Florida State, and that was going to be competitive. But you know what? The boys are excited about it. I'm excited about it. Our fan base is excited about it. And the landscape is what it is. You know, we do what we need to do, and, we're always going to be in the national conversation, but this solidifies that fact.
How difficult is it to get a school like Utah to come to DeKalb?
You know, I take my hats off to Chris Hill, who's the athletic director at Utah. He just retired. They were in the situation, if you want to take a look at their history or their evolution to the Power Five, they were very much like us on some levels. Them coming to our place and competing and their brand of football, it made sense. And this, my hat's off to Utah to come up to oblige us to do a home and home. So I don't know if it's hard as much as making sure you have the national contacts, and you just got to keep after it. You got to be tenacious about, you know, asking and getting the right fit of institution to do home and homes.
Sean, Nick Saban was pretty annoyed, and anytime Nick Saban's annoyed, I'm pretty happy. What did you think about the University of Central Florida and their championship rings and parade and all that?
That's a bit of a bait right there. You know I'm an Alabama grad, so whatever I say on that, I don't win. But
yeah,
my take is this. We have a committee. We have a structure. Regardless if you like it or not, the old BCS era gave us the controversy. UCF should be very proud of what they accomplished. They went undefeated. That just doesn't happen. Kudos to them. Kudos to what they do. We want to be in the same type of situation when we go undefeated and do those things. And as far as commenting on Nick, you know, is doing what he does at the University of Alabama. He's winning championships. He's putting a great product. He's graduating kids. So I'm going to stay out of that line of debate. I'll just say that, you know, it's great to be recognized. And if institutions want to say that they won national titles, all God bless them for doing that. But I want to win national titles that are recognized nationally based on competing against competition that's worthy of that. And that's what I'll say on that.
Yeah, it just seems if you're not in one of the power conferences, you don't have a shot, especially with what we saw this past season and getting in the playoff anymore.
Well, I would argue that, you know, you got a schedule. We just opened up talking about our schedule. You know what I'm saying? If you run the gauntlet and you play somebody, you got to play somebody. And then you need a little luck, especially if you're a group of five school. We recognize that. We have a great conference top to bottom, and it gets harder and more competitive every year. But you do have to play outside of your conference to get the national recognition. And then you're going to need some help from some media and some other people. But at the end of the day, if you look at your schedule in a non-con, and you have not played someone that's beaten someone within the top 25 or the top 5 or the top 10, you're going to have that criticism. And you have to accept that. Don't belabor it. Let's move on.
Sean, you mentioned Illinois budget cuts and how much more difficult that's made that for your athletic programs. How do you go about fighting that challenge?
Yeah, you know, Barry, you know this. It's a tough one. You know, it beats you down a little bit, but I hats off to the staff at NIU, our senior leadership, our coaches, our student athletes. You know, It doesn't, you know, we have this mantra, you know, it's called the hard way. You know, we get it done the hard way. And the only part that I'm disgruntled about as an educator is this, you know, the support for education. That's the part that really bothers me. Outside of the budget pieces, you know, we've had a great donor group, folks with our Husky Athletic Fund, shout out to all of them. You know, they stepped up and subsidized a lot of our cuts. And we've got some serious momentum. I put a piece out in the Fraser's Corner. We talked about that. And we've had significant amount of donors step up and subsidize the cuts that we've had. And we continue to do that. And I'm just, you know, humbled. I'm overwhelmed by that level of generosity because it means so much to us to be able to move forward.
Tell us about the Mallory Cup and how that came about.
You know, I had a couple conversations. As you know, Coach Carey is a Mallory man and played for Coach Mallory. We have a long tradition of that. Obviously, NIU, Miami of Ohio, the same way. He's done so much for the game of football, his family, who he is, who he represented. So Rod picked up the phone. We had some conversations. We talked about leaving a legacy for Coach. And, you know, this was a natural progression. Then I got on the phone and talked to the administration down in Miami of Ohio, and then the rest is history. This thing came together really quickly. Hats off to the football staff and, you know, our sport administrator, John Chaney, and, you know, folks that got in the room and said, you know, this is not curing cancer here. We can get after this here right now, you know what I'm saying, and let's do it. And it came together rather quickly, and we're looking for this to be a long time going as we kind of play. We play them this year. We play them next year. And then we're going to get on the rotation and play Miami of Ohio on a regular basis.
Sean, before we let you go, every time there's an open position for an athletic director somewhere, your name seems to come up. And my friend Lawrence Holmes here, who is, of course, a host at The Score, always brings your name up, and I say, Lawrence, mind your own business, and just leave Sean alone. Leave him at NIU. You have stayed. You have been loyal, and you continue to fight for NIU. Why is that?
You know, it's a good fit. Yeah, and you're right. You know, it gets old after a while. You know, I'm really friends with the media. I think it's important to be transparent. I think sometimes that's to a fault, you know, because I think, you know, people look at some of these opportunities, especially if they're in the Midwest, especially if they're in some region that I've been at. And I think it comes down to just the body of work. It's really more about what NIU has accomplished. I'm just here as the, you know, the conductor. And I think it's going to come up for a number of different reasons. I'm getting to that age, right? I've been here 5 years. We've had some success. I am who I am. I'm connected to some certain individuals, and I can't stop them from doing that. I can only say that if you want the truth, you can just call me up. I'll tell you the truth. You know, the rumor mill is going to do what they need to do. But as far as me, I think NIU, to answer your question direct, Barry, is that it's a good fit for me and my family. I've got three beautiful children. I got a wonderful wife. I've got some different things, challenges. My son is autistic. He's had the best services of his life here in DeKalb Sycamore. And both my girls, I love them so much. They're thriving in this community. And you know what? That's the fit, right? That's what we do this for. So of all those things constant, and I've got the support I have with my over 150,000 living alums right here, NIU, right here in Chicagoland, yep. I'm feeling good about it. I'm feeling good about where we are.
Well, on behalf of NIU alums, thank you for staying, and thanks for joining us, and good luck with the football team this fall.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of the day and even a better weekend.
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Sean Frazier, NIU athletic director, very popular guy. His name comes up every time there's an opening, and as I tell Lawrence every time, stop. Just leave us alone.
Why doesn't my name ever come up for athletic director positions?
Does your name come up for anything, Kevin Zipak? I mean,
Joe's sick. Can somebody do updates?
Oh, man.
Yeah, Joe is like Mitch, and I'm like Chase Daniel.
Hey, we're all just sweeping the floors, pal.
Stealing a living.
We're all just sweeping the floors. When we come back, we will be joined by Bernstein and McKnight in transition here on 670 The Score.
This segment was brought to you by Erin Hills Golf Course in Southeast Wisconsin. A traditional walking-only course appeals to avid golfers. Few artificial distractions for day trips or overnight getaways. Erin Hills is your next golf destination. Play, stay, eat, and meet at the site of the 2017 U.S. Open. Business or pleasure, erinhills.com. erinhills.com.
Cubs fans, listen all day for your chance to win tickets to see Cubs manager Joe Maddon live at the Score in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Studio with Bernstein and McKnight on Tuesday.
And I'm really, really excited about being there. I want to be right in the middle of everything. I want to feel everything.
So keep listening for your chance to win tickets to see Joe Maddon live only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Chicago.
Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I wrote this next song for a gal from Cheyenne. Should never have told her how Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats. She said if they could love her pooch as much as she did, then so could I. Well, I couldn't. This next song's called Cat Person. It was a rough, rough night in Wyoming. The cat was out of the bag.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. Chances are you just got paid and it's already spent. Well, that's no way to live, and you don't have to. If you're a homeowner, your house is worth a lot more than you think. Put that equity to work for you so you can stop counting down the days till your next paycheck. Get some breathing room and start saving now with a cash out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com. That's thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert, LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
On July 27th.
Suit up.
Critics are raving. Mission Impossible Fallout is one of the best action movies ever made.
Showtime.
Entertainment Weekly raves. It will take your breath away.
What the hell is he doing?
I find it best not to look.
It's loaded with twists and turns.
CIA's been infiltrated.
This mission is a trap.
This is why you go to the movies.
You interrupt.
In.
Tom Cruise. Mission Impossible Fallout. This film is not yet rated. Tickets on sale now.
Thank you for streaming The Score, Chicago's number one sports station. Starting August 1st, the only place to continue streaming The Score is on radio.com. Go to radio.com/listen or download the radio.com app now to continue streaming all of your favorite Score shows. Make the switch from the TuneIn app or website to radio.com today. Again, only use radio.com to stream The Score live. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The new Bernstein and McKnight Show, middays 9 a.m. to 1.
Wendell Carter Jr. joins the Bernstein and McKnight Show. When you first arrived in Chicago, we just heard the anecdote there about the idea of you wanting to get up shots. Is that the understanding that there's a, you know, certain number of hundreds or thousands of jump shots that that you can take that can make you that outside threat that everybody at your position in the NBA seems to have to be right now?
I mean, it's pretty much everyday thing, in my opinion. And, you know, even the best of shooters, you know, it's important to, you know, just have that rhythm. Because in my opinion, I think shooting is all about rhythm and how the ball feels coming off your hand. So however many times you can repeat that motion, you know, in times where, you know, you really need to make that shot, it'll just be like another shot. You just, one of the thousand shots you've been taking in the gym alone.
Dan Bernstein, now in middays, joined by returning Score guy Connor McKnight, 9 a.m. to 1, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here's John Paxson. Good morning, Paxson. Jabari Parker makes a sense on a lot of different levels. Obviously, he's gone through the injury adversity, but comes home.
You have to look at the climate of the league right now. And, you know, we've talked a lot about not making long-term financial things that bind us. And so this one made a lot of sense. We're in a position still in what we, you know, what is a rebuild after we traded Jimmy. Just trying to get talented young players. And the fact that Jabari wanted to be here, the fact that our interest was mutual, made it something that we thought was, you know, high reward, low risk. And, you know, the hope is, obviously, that, you know, he plays great. And, you know, we feel like we've got a lot of young talent, and we're going to have to figure out how to mesh that all together.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Expire 7/31/18.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! This segment brought to you by Shell, Barry. Get triple action protection for optimal engine performance with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline.
People think I hate analytics, and I only do it because it's true. I hate analytics.
Thank you, Kevin Zpac. Time for thank yous to our executive producer, Dustin Rhodes. Thanks for all of your hard work this week. Thanks to Kevin Zpac and Ray Diaz for whatever it is that they do.
They're ruining the game.
Thanks to our guests, Sean Frazier, Brad Biggs, Peter Gammons, Ian Rappaport, Gordon Whitmire, and Mark Canizzaro. Thanks for calling. Thanks for texting. Most of all, thanks for listening. We really appreciate you spending some of your Friday with us. Mully and Handley will be back Monday. Now we welcome in Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight from Smoke Daddy. And this transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Gets your home bone dry in no time. Hello, boys.
I apologize for being distracted, but just as we were about to go on the air, they brought out platters.
Ridiculous.
And members of the platters for each of us of their breakfast. And our chef said, yeah, that we got a little crazy with this. Smoked corned beef with runny over easy egg on top of it, now smashed into it, burnt ends, smoked chicken, grilled bread, and a side of their house barbecue sauce. That wow. Good God, man. And I told him, I said, we're both going to need a nap.
I want to be very clear. I apologize for nothing.
Okay. Yeah, he said, you guys want breakfast? You guys want barbecue? And then Connor said, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes to everything. Bring us the left side of the menu.
Yes. Correct. You know how a breakfast works out here, Barry. You know, you have yourself an evening, and then you got to go find breakfast.